Joined this morning by Dr. David Wilkinson, urologist, here to discuss BPH. We'll get details on what that is and maybe help for some folks who are dealing with this situation. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's BPH. Tell me what those letters stand for.
Absolutely. So BPH stands for benign prostatic hyperplasia. Essentially, what that means is overgrowth of normal cells in the prostate. As the prostate overgrows, it begins to choke off the urine channel that runs through the center of it, and that makes our bladders work harder to push urine past the prostate. That can lead to urinary symptoms like frequent urination, urgent urination, getting up more at night, slow stream, and this can start to affect the quality of our lives. We did a survey for the summer, and, 43% of guys said that BPH affects their road trips. 33% of guys said they don't enjoy their road trips as much anymore because they're going too frequently. And 25% of guys said that they plan their routes based on knowing where bathrooms are. So when we get to the point where our urinary symptoms are dictating how we live our lives, it's time for us to see someone about that. Because left untreated, BPH can ultimately cause your bladder to fail.
So before we get to treatments on it, how do we get diagnosis for something like this to begin with?
Sure. You start by seeing your primary care physician or a urologist. Urologists are specialists in this condition. Many guys have already tried medication with their primary doctors. We've done multiple surveys, but one of the more recent ones, 65% of guys being seen by a urologist or a primary doctor on a medication over the age of 50 would prefer to have something else besides the medication. The medications can help. They treat the symptoms of the condition, but they don't solve the problem. They also carry potential for significant side effects, including cardiac failure and some suggestion now of risk of dementia long term.
What's causing our prostate to do this? I heard something that our prostate continues to grow over time or something. Is that a truth, or what's the reason for what we're getting there?
Absolutely true, Bruce. So the longer we live, the higher our chances of developing BPH. It is a product of overgrowth of normal cells. It's not a concerning condition from a cancer standpoint, but it does cause significant bladder dysfunction, and does cause a lot of quality of life issues. So it's also based on genetics. So if you have a family history of guys who have big prostates and lots of urinary issues, it may affect you sooner. But it is both time and genetics.
Truthfully, doctor, I would have no idea if this is an issue in my family. Sometimes these are things nobody wants to talk about. Let's get down to that point of it, too. So obviously you need to, if there's issues that are going on, talk to urologists. Now let's talk to a possible treatment for this that you want to tell us about today.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we said, medications have side effects. Most guys don't want to be on medications regularly to treat this. In my opinion, they treat the symptoms, but not the root source. So there is a proven minimally invasive treatment that can be done even in the office. It takes about 5 to 7 minutes, called the UroLift system. The vast majority of gentlemen who have this done do not even need a catheter after the procedure. They return to their normal quality of life quickly. They have quick relief of their urinary symptoms, and they avoid all the potential side effects of the medication. This is also the only procedure we do that has zero risk of any sexual side effects, Bruce.
I would assume somehow what this is relieving the pressure. That's kind of the basic of how this is working.
It is. So essentially, we go in with a small lighted scope after you're numb, and we place implants in the prostate that hold the tissue out of the way. So there's an immediate relief. And then over time, those implants cause some more atrophy or shrinkage of the prostate, therefore providing long-term relief.
Is this a one-time treatment, or will something have to be done later? I mean, is there a change? How do you see this in a long-term solution?
Sure. We have good data. We've been doing UroLift for 10 years now. The studies we have currently show that we have reliable relief of symptoms at 5 years. And I would tell you that those studies are continuing on. So I would expect that to continue to improve. But we can tell you that an average of 5 years now. The great thing about the UroLift system being minimally invasive is that it doesn't prevent you from having anything else done down the road, meaning 5, 6, 7 years after your initial procedure, you could go back and have another UroLift procedure, or you could have another procedure to open your prostate should that become necessary.
All right. Lots of things you learned about this morning. If people want to get more information about what we talked about or well, good information on their prostate, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Thanks, Bruce. So they can go to urolift.com. That's UROLIFT.com. They can go on the website, fill out their own urinary score, see where that classifies them symptom-wise, and they can use that to our physician finder on that same website to find a urologist who does this procedure, to have a conversation about this as an option and about all options to treat BPH.
It's good to get some information about an option out there. People probably may be dealing with this, don't know who to turn to or even talk about it. But again, your urologist is a good place also to start as well. Dr. David Wilkinson joining us this morning. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing this information today.
Bruce, thank you for your time, and it was my pleasure.